Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 51 on podcasts. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wiseman YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, day-to-day photos, cosplay photos on my Instagram at Dull Oxide. Now, having made a few episodes at this point, you know, 51 plus all of the bi-weekly podcasts that I do, I've kind of got a little bit of a rhythm to how I make my own podcast, but it's not really that easy, I want to say, and it's very, very difficult. There are a lot of challenges, let's just go with that. So I just kind of wanted to give everyone a little bit of an insight of what it takes for me to make my own episodes here. And now this is different for everyone. Anyone that does a podcast is going to have a different method than I have, but what I ended up working with right now, where I'm at the level that I want to commit my time, it requires the steps that I'm about to try and tell you guys. And I'll explain some of the different challenges that I've run into and how I've tried to remedy those things. So if you've been with me since the beginning, since episode one, then you might have noticed that there have been some changes that have gone around. Obviously, the look of the podcast is somewhat different. The sound is somewhat different, and all the episodes are a little bit more uniform than they might have been in the very, very beginning. So what made me do that? Why did I do that? And basically, you know, how does that help you? So if you're considering going through and creating a new podcast and you think that it sounds like a lot of fun, then my suggestion to you is just jump in and literally do it, because why not? It doesn't really waste any time if you enjoy doing it, and there's tons of different types of equipment that you could use to get it done. And honestly speaking, if you have an interesting enough podcast, people are just going to listen or watch it if you're also recording it and posting it on YouTube like I do. Unfortunately, in my case, I don't have that many viewers or followers, but I'm hoping if I just keep at it, then eventually that kind of stuff will come. So basically, to get started, you need some very basic things. You need a camera and a microphone if you're going to go through and be recording for video. And if you're just doing audio, you literally just need a microphone. Now, there are also some free softwares out there that you can record with, or you could use a digital recorder and just record it and then transfer it directly onto PC and then start chopping it up, cutting it up however you need to. So in my case, I wanted to do video and audio, so I had to get a webcam first, or a camera. In this case, I bought a webcam because Logitech makes a pretty good webcam, a 1080p webcam, that can record pretty well. So that was kind of like my starter item. I went and got a webcam, and I decided I'd probably just pick up using the mic on it, or using the mic on my headphones, and, you know, just kind of go with it. Now, I realized after the first few episodes that the audio quality was very, very lacking, so I talked to one of my audiophile friends, and he suggested to get a better quality microphone, so I pitched about $80 towards a new microphone, and I've got a really decent microphone now. You can definitely go back and see, like, episode one, where the audio quality just wasn't quite there, but one of the things that I have kept pretty consistent is I use OBS, actually, to record my podcast in, and I kind of like it because it makes it so that when I'm going through and I'm editing any of the podcasts that I have, I can just kind of keep everything static. You know, I can duplicate scenes, and I can add all the different things that I want to have in on it just there already. And so that's what I do a little bit differently. I think most people probably add stuff in while they're editing, and I kind of just have everything available already and then just go with it and cut and do whatever I need to do whenever I need to afterwards. So by keeping it the same pretty much all the time and going through and not having to change very much, it makes it a little bit easier for me. I'm not really great with any video editing software, so I did this because I really didn't want to have to learn how to go through and do anything complex on most video editing software, as already that's kind of like a complex thing. You know, if you're not familiar with video editing, then it's going to be a little bit hard for you as somebody that's starting to go through and be able to just use any of it. So what I picked up as my video editing software, because I found it to be what was easiest for me, was CyberLink PowerDirector, and it's pretty easy to learn. You can literally just cut up your video and delete sections you don't want. You can record over any areas that you might want to if you want to do that kind of thing. You can record directly into PowerDirector instead of using something else like OBS. Those are two of the softwares that I use. I use OBS and I use PowerDirector, and I also go through and I run my any of my podcasts and videos through a website called Aphonic. And what that does is it normalizes the audio for me so that all of my levels are kind of consistent through the entire thing. So you might notice that there's a lot of different cuts that I end up doing sometimes because, of course, I fuck up pretty frequently. And so because of that, I make cuts inside of my videos. Now, there is no, like, fading in or fading out that I do. I kind of keep it really straightforward and just cut out the bullshit and then come back in and kind of mesh it together to something that doesn't totally mutilate what I was trying to say. And by going through and normalizing the audio after, it makes it so that it's not so harsh in the end. You know, you don't hear all the differences in the levels. You're able to consistently hear me at a good volume. You know, it's really good. It is free. You get 2 hours of free normalization for a month. So you can just make an account and upload audio or video and it'll normalize it for you. And you can download it for free. And if you need more than that, then you can go through and pay for more through a subscription. But it's definitely a really cool thing. Definitely worth trying if you don't have anything that already normalizes for you. Another challenge that I have is finding topics. So topics are very difficult for me because I'm obviously not popular enough that I can just record about anything and have people watch and listen to me. So I have to kind of like choose the topics that first off I want to talk about or I know at least a little bit about and try and make it interesting for people. So that becomes a problem because there's not always something that's, you know, trending or that's popular in the moment that I want to record on. That's kind of what's happened, and it makes it a little bit hard. I don't really get suggestions super frequently on what I should do podcasts on, and unfortunately, a lot of the suggestions that people do give me, I've actually either done an episode between here and my biweekly podcast already on them, or it just isn't quite an appropriate topic for what I feel like these podcasts and videos should be about. But you know, to each his own, which is exactly why I say if you're interested in doing something like a podcast, just go out and do it because why not? And I know it's going to be really hard to be successful because I know myself it's really hard to be successful on this. I don't have a ton of people that are watching or listening. Really, I'm not extraordinarily popular, but it's as easy as just getting the stuff that you need and starting to record and just throwing yourself out there. And, you know, you do it for maybe a year or two and you're probably going to have quite a few people watching or listening or at least having seen you. So you'll get a little bit of coverage. And if you're willing to actually spend a little bit more money on it, then of course it's going to be better for you. So currently I use Podomatic to host all my podcasts on, and all my videos are on YouTube on the Drinking Wiseman YouTube channel. Podomatic allows for you to go through and have a free membership so you can upload your audio and have people listen to it through whatever podcasting software or whatever they want, basically. So my podcasts are available everywhere. I've put up inside of any podcast directory that you could possibly imagine. You can download the episodes through any phone app that has podcasts on it, pretty much has my podcast. And it's free. So the biggest thing that I run into on that is since I am on 50 episodes now and each one is about 10 minutes roughly, the majority of free podcasting websites that'll host for you will only allow you to have a certain number of either minutes or size that you can upload into your account. So I've come into a situation where I have to go through and remove my original, like my first 5 or 6 episodes now, and keep on removing them as I'm adding more content. So if you do have any suggestions or any questions about podcasts, I know this is kind of ranting and raving about like what I'm using and the difficulties and the challenges, but feel free to ask them here in the comments. Just to give you an idea, I do 10-minute episodes for all of my Perfectly Wasted episodes, because I have my little tagline at the end that I enjoy using, and I know it's cheesy, but I still like it. But 10 minutes kind of translates to about an hour and a half of work that I have to do on every single episode. And that's, you know, going through and cutting it, doing the recording on it, uploading it, going through and putting timestamps on the YouTube video, and then also putting those through on my podcast. That being the case, I feel like it's definitely worth it if you like to talk and you want people to hear you. And just by doing it, you're getting yourself out there. So you might as well try it, because it is pretty fun. And if you do have any questions, like I said, shoot me a message and I'll see if I can help you out. Thanks again for watching, guys. Please subscribe, like, and share. It does help a tremendous amount. You have no idea how much it helps. So please do that. And thanks again for joining us. That was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.